Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Terry Rabine, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 33 found in Grade 8, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We'll first go over question 33 and its rubric, and then we'll move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 46 of the Grade 8 Scoring Guide, and we'll go over question 33. In this question, the student is given figure A, B, C, D, and asked to reflect the figure over the y-axis and label the image. The question then asks the student to explain how the location of the new B coordinate on the plane was determined. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 3. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response shows the figure reflected over the y-axis and the new coordinate points are connected to form the image. The explanation states that the number of units was counted from the y-axis to the given point B, which is 7. Then 7 units were counted on the other side and plotted as the image of point B, or B prime. Any other valid response would also be accepted. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 50. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 3. This student has correctly plotted and labeled the image. In addition, the explanation that the x-coordinate was changed to a negative is sufficient to demonstrate a thorough understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is also a score point 3. In this response, the image is also properly plotted and labeled. The explanation that 7 spaces were counted from the y-axis and then 7 spaces were counted the other way is correct. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 2 response. This student has correctly plotted and labeled the image. However, the explanation does not describe how the student determined the location of B prime. The fourth guide paper is also a score point 2. In this response, 3 out of the 4 points in the image are correctly labeled and plotted. Only B prime is incorrect because its placement is off by 1 grid mark. In addition, the explanation that the x value was changed to a negative is correct. Holistically, this response is sufficient to demonstrate that the student has a partial understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. In the fifth guide paper, we find the first score point 1 response. The image is properly plotted. However, the labels are missing primes, and the explanation provided is vague. Holistically, the response can receive no higher than a score point 1. This response demonstrates that the student has only a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Let's review the sixth guide paper, which is another score point 1. In this response, the C and D points on the image are off by 1 grid mark, which is a conceptual error, and there are no primes on the labels. In the explanation, the student says the answer was determined by multiplying the x-axis coordinate by negative 1 and leaving the y-axis coordinate alone, which is correct. However, since the response includes the conceptual error of 2 points being off by 1 grid mark, it can only receive a score of 1. In the seventh guide paper, which is the last score point 1, 3 of the 4 points on the image are correctly labeled and plotted. A prime is incorrect because its placement is off by 1 grid mark. Three of the 4 points being correctly labeled, however, is sufficient to demonstrate that the student has a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. The eighth and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. In this paper, only B prime on the image is correct, and the explanation is vague. One correctly plotted point is not sufficient to demonstrate that the student has even a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Please take a moment to review these 8 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 33, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 3-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 33. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 26. In this response, the image is correctly plotted and labeled. Also, the explanation that the x-coordinate is multiplied by -1 is an adequate explanation. This response is complete and correct and earns a score point 3. Next is practice set 27. In this paper, the image is correctly reflected. However, the labels on the image are missing, and no explanation is provided. Holistically, this response demonstrates that the student has only a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task and receives a score point 1. Let's move on to practice set 28. The image drawn and the explanation provided are both incorrect, so this response receives a score point 0. In practice set 29, the image is reflected correctly. However, C prime and D prime are switched. In addition, the explanation includes the conceptual error of reversing the x and y coordinates. According to scoring policy number 10, a conceptual error can receive no higher than 50% of the maximum score. This response demonstrates only a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task and receives a score point 1. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 30. In this response, the image is correctly plotted and labeled. However, the explanation is missing. Therefore, this paper is only partially correct and receives a score point 2. We've now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audiophile presentation.